Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Tuesday, 7th of May, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open on a flat to positive note today, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicated a muted start for the broader index with a gain of 10 points. In the previous session, both indices ended marginally higher amid selling seen in the PSU stocks. The surge in the India VIX by over 70% in the last 8 trading sessions indicates increasing nervousness among investors due to the ongoing global uncertainties and Lok Sabha election outcome next month. Analysts expect the market to remain in a broader range with stock-specific action in the near term. Technically, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty 50 is expected to face resistance at 22,459 level. On the lower side, the index may take immediate support at 22,412 level. Meanwhile, the Bank Nifty index may see resistance at 48,938, while support is seen at 48,798 level. Now let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Godrej Consumer Products. The FMCG company posted a loss of 1,893 crore rupees for the quarter ended March FY24, despite healthy operating numbers impacted by an exceptional loss of 2,375 crore rupees during the quarter. Number 2, Gujarat Gas. The city gas distribution company registered an 86% sequential growth in net profit at 409.5 crore rupees for the quarter ended March 2024. This was driven by a reduction in spot gas prices and increase in volumes. The company's revenue from operations grew 5.2% sequentially to over 4,000 crore rupees. Number 3, Lupin. The global pharma company recorded a consolidated net profit of 359 crore rupees for the fiscal fourth quarter, registering a growth of 52% on year. Revenue from operations increased by 12% YOY to 4,960 crore rupees. Additionally, shares of Dr. Reddy's Lab, PB FinTech, JSW Energy, Voltas, IGL, IRB Infra will be in focus as these companies will release their fourth quarter earnings today. Now let's take a look at how the global markets have performed. Asia-Pacific markets climbed today, extending gains from the previous session as Wall Street rose overnight on expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates. In Asia, investors await the Reserve Bank of Australia's decision on interest rates as the bank concludes its two-day monetary policy meeting. Australia's S&P ASX 200 index rose 0.3% ahead of the decision, on course to gain for a fourth straight day. Meanwhile, South Korea's KOSPI jumped nearly 2% to hit a one-month high as trading resumed after a public holiday. The small-cap KOSDAQ also rose 0.5%. Japan's Nikkei 225 also resumed trading after a holiday and rose 1%, while the broad-based topics index gained marginally. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index edged higher, while mainland China's CSI 300 was trading flat. Overnight in the US, an announcement from Hamas on Monday that it had accepted an Egyptian-Qatari ceasefire proposal to end the war with Israel also gave stocks a boost, with Dow Jones Industrial Average notching a fourth consecutive winning session, rising nearly 0.5%. The S&P 500 advanced over 1%, while the Nasdaq Composite gained 1.19%. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Tanvi Kanchan, the head of UAE Business and Strategy at Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers, about sectors that investors should consider investing in and conversely what they should be cautious about in the present environment.
The Indian market's momentum is driven by a strong macroeconomic environment characterized by solid growth, decreasing inflation, robust corporate earnings and attractive valuation. Despite concerns, investment flow remains strong, with FIIs and DIIs injecting over 2.5 trillion in the last 12 months. Now, looking at our sectorial analysis, it suggests a differential strategy. We are bullish on sectors such as automobile, information technology, pharmaceuticals, non-banking financial companies, cement based on their growth potential, sectorial dynamics, and regulatory environment. These sectors are positioned to benefit from the macroeconomic trend, the technological advancement, and the strong domestic demand patterns. Conversely, we advise a more cautious stance on capital goods, engineering, infrastructure, and realty sectors. These sectors or these areas face headwind from regulatory challenges, cyclical demand fluctuation, and investment cycles. Investment or investors may consider reallocating resources from these sectors to capitalize on opportunity in a more promising area which aligns your portfolio with the emerging trend and risk return profit.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.